Chantelle Kriviazik. She's a Canadian singer-songwriter. She has roots in Ukraine, and she is going to be playing an event this Saturday in Oakville. I wanted to invite her onto the show to talk about it, and she joins the Kelly Cotrera Show. Chantelle, it's been a while since I've spoken to you, and I don't even believe it was on talk radio, so it's good to have you back and have a chat with you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for having me.
So, and Chantelle,
I'm sad it's under these circumstances. We're going to talk about
tell me about it. Yeah, we are. NATO's Secretary General is warning that we need to prepare for the fact that the war in Ukraine could last years, and it will require long-term military support. You have got a fundraiser coming up, and you not only have a fundraiser coming up, which we'll get to in a matter of minutes to talk about the particulars on how people can get involved, but you actually have roots in Ukraine. Tell us about your story and how you're connected.
Well, I'm Ukrainian and indigenous, Ukrainian and Métis. So on my mom's side, it's my grandmother's, you know, my great-grandmother was an Elkhorn residential school survivor. And then on my dad's side, it's all Ukrainian. So, and my mom's dad's Ukrainian. So I'm pretty Ukrainian. But I think I'm very Canadian. And I think, you know, where I'm from, I'm sort of a common blend, if you will, of history. So it's something I felt very affected by immediately when I heard of the atrocities and the invasion and so on. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to believe that it's happening in 2022. And I think in this moment, what is really starting to take a grip onto my mind about the whole thing is how quickly the media cycle changes naturally. Yeah. And now we're sort of left with this reality that, I don't know if it's a years long war, how much people are going to be able to care, you know, based on the system we live in of media and information and misinformation and all the things. So, you know, it just feels really good for me because I am upset and I will be upset. It feels good for me to do something instead of just kind of sitting in that sort of helpless place. I like to take action when something upsets me. And I don't know, maybe because I have been a little bit exposed, you know, having partnered with War Child for more than 24 years. I've learned a lot about the realities of war and displaced people, and what that looks like. And it's terrible. And so when it happened in Ukraine, it sort of made it even maybe for me a little bit more like, holy crap, this is really bad. You know, this is something I got to take action. It's personal now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Canada, there's a lot of people listening that can relate to, you know, what you're talking about because they are also personally invested because we have the largest Ukrainian population outside the Ukraine and Russia here in Canada. So there's a lot of people that are very invested in what's going on in that area of the world, as we all should be. There are so many different ramifications globally because the Russians invaded Ukraine. The 9th annual Oakville Film Festival is kicking off this week. It starts on Wednesday and it runs to the 28th. This is a hybrid event, mostly live screening, some virtual events also available internationally. This is going to be 7 days of over 100 films. Where do you and a fundraiser for the Ukraine come into play here?
Well, what's really exciting is that they do a sort of, you know, an evening. They dedicate an evening to a woman who is empowered by the arts and film. And this year they thought it was fitting to find a Ukrainian filmmaker. And so we were successful in finding this beautiful film by a woman from Ukraine who is still in Ukraine. We were hoping maybe she could maybe be with us live, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think she's going to come to us with either messaging remotely or a video or live on the screen. I'm not sure, but the film is phenomenal. And she's obviously quite a warrior herself. And, you know, we wanted to find a film that wasn't just saying, hey, we're a victim. Hey, this is war or something. We wanted to find, really just a brilliant, you know, human being, courageous filmmaker who wanted to make a film. And that's what it is. And, you know, these are regular people, right, who want to go out to a nice restaurant and who want to make movies and want to be with friends, like have lives very similar to our lives. And so, you know, picking a film that would just highlight the talent and sort of humanity, you know, of a regular artist in Ukraine was really important. So we found that, which was step one. And now we celebrate her and Ukraine on our gala night, which is the 25th. And
it's Saturday,
I'm going to do a performance. Yeah, I'm going to do a performance. And there's going to be, you know, a celebration of Ukrainian culture. And yeah, it's going to be, obviously we'll watch the film and hear from our filmmaker and so on. And it's, you know, it's really cool. I mean, the Oakville Film Festival is amazing. You know, my husband and I participated in the past and it's awesome. So I'm really, really excited. And I'm thrilled and grateful that they were so incredibly motivated to incentivize to dedicate the evening to Ukraine and to the cause of helping Unite with Ukraine, which, by the way, you can help and go to unitewithukraine.com, everybody, if you want to, you know, do something and not feel helpless. We're trying to make sure that people get supplies.
I just want to punctuate what Unite with Ukraine does. It raises funds. Yeah. It goes towards emergency medical and humanitarian support for civilian volunteers in Ukraine as they fight for freedom. And it's definitely necessary. This could be a very, very long drawn out war. They're fighting for their country. They're fighting for, you know, their race. A lot of people have said genocide is attached to this war. This is an important event to get behind. So you're going to be screening a movie on Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Oakville Center for Performing Arts. You'll be performing. Are you going to be doing something from your catalog, or will you be pulling in something from your Ukrainian background?
Oh, I mean, we do the anthem, and I'm getting good at that, which is super cool. And, what else? No, I'm going to be playing from my catalog. I mean, you know, I'm not out here.
Please the crowd.
Yeah, I'm totally. I'm not. You know, what are we doing here? I'm going to play the hits. You know.
if people want to buy tickets, are there still tickets available for the gala on Saturday?
I think there are, and we also have this really cool reception, which is an intimate reception with me, where I think I'm also going to do a few numbers. So that's a small, intimate crowd. I know we've sold some of that, but there might be a few left for that. That one's going to be a little more expensive, and that's before the gala when we show the film, and I do a more longer performance. So yeah, it's going to be a really kind of a chock full evening and amazing.
And I think we're all choosing our entertainment really carefully. So this is a good one. The movie is The Earth is Blue as an Orange. As you mentioned before, it is made by a Ukrainian woman. And if you want to get tickets, they're available at OFFA.ca or unitewithukraine.com. You can go to. Thank you so much for joining us, Chantel. I wish you a very good gala. I hope it sells out.
Me too. I'm really excited.
Yeah. Enjoy the evening. Thanks so much for sparing some time for us today.
Oh, thank you for the time. Thanks everybody for your compassion, your consciousness, and for your Canadianness. That's what it's all about.
Cheers. Thanks so much. Chantel Kriviazik going to be playing at the gala. It is the Oakville Film Festival gala. It's a Ukrainian Arts Festival gala fundraiser. It goes to a great cause, and it happens this Saturday. If you don't have anything on the docket, maybe that's what you've been waiting for. Yeah, you've been waiting a couple years to get out. Maybe this is a cause to get out, a great cause and a great night out.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.